Life takes its time.
Being a chef, there comes with it sort of an inherent responsibility. I would watch people come into my restaurants, and I would sort of watch then the way that consumers went to the store, what they bought, and the way they cooked for their families. Small choices, purposeful choices in your life every day can make an enormous impact.
I'm ready. 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to have on the line with us. You know him and fans love him as one of the favorite stars from Top Chef, also starring in the Atlanta food scene with Redbeard Restaurants, Gun Show, Cold Beer, Old Reliable, Game Changer, and two best-selling books, Fire in My Belly and Pure Pork Awesomeness, the one and only Chef Kevin Gillespie. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. It's good to have you on. I wanted to share a little bit of the superhero kind of origin story. And we know we're going to talk a little bit about meat and sustainability. And I remember the first time that we met, I was on my way down to World Food Championships and stopped off at Martin's Barbecue on the way and got a hat. And we all stood around in Florida and marveled at how the hat still smelled like barbecue from Martin's all the way from Nashville. So when it comes to sustainability, I'm not sure it gets any better than that. And as we get into kind of that time of year where the barbecue season is starting up, the grilling season is starting up, these are exciting times.
Yeah, it's one of my absolute favorite times of the year. I mean, if everybody knows that I am a meat-centric guy, I love it, and I love grilling, and so this is a perfect time of year for me.
You know, so many of our friends and family in the restaurant business have had to pivot and do things a little bit differently in a lot of different ways, right? And so let's talk a little bit about meat and sustainability. One sounds sort of like an indulgence, and the other is kind of that thoughtful compromise. Talk about your commitment to it, what it is that you're doing now, and then also to listeners, like what they can do to build that sort of philosophy into their purchases.
Well, I love the way that you phrase that, because I think a lot of folks do believe that. They think to themselves that there is no version of a sustainable future with meat, but that just simply isn't true. The reality is that there are a lot of companies, there's a lot of brands out there now that have made a commitment to a more sustainable future, and you can start feeling really good about this idea of putting healthy, nutritious protein on your plate. But there are some things that you have to do, and the reality is we all play a role in a more sustainable future. So take, for example, your shopping habits. You know, reusability is the key here. You know, it does make a difference when you bring that bag of your own to the grocery store or your own packaging material to carry your foods home. That cuts down on a tremendous amount of waste at the end of the day. Food waste is a big piece to this as well. And so shopping thoughtfully, recipeing or choosing your recipes thoughtfully makes an enormous difference. You know, consider cross-utilization. Like, so for example, if I was growing a pork chop and I wanted, you know, a basil and garlic rub on the pork chop, well, I'd have to buy basil to do that. But I'd be remiss if I wasn't using the basil elsewhere. Things like, you know, in the salad that goes along with it, in the sauce that goes along with it. Our goal here is not to be throwing away any usable food. That is a big step towards a sustainable future. But perhaps the biggest thing that people can do is choosing wisely the brands that they wish to support. You know, the reality is that when you go to the store and you spend your money, it's like casting a vote, and people are listening to that. And so, you know, I've had a really unique opportunity to be able to work alongside Swift in their sustainability initiative. And it's a real privilege to work with a brand that is committed to a sustainable future. And it means that there are people who are going to be able to put, like I said, that healthy, delicious protein on the plate for their family on the grill and be able to feel good about those decisions.
And you kind of mentioned it too, is the people that you work with. And I know it's a two-way street, and you're helping to kind of educate them and have that connection with their consumers as well, and kind of build in that chef philosophy that you have. And you've been an educator and an inspiration in a bunch of different ways, whether it's at the restaurants or whether it's at the TV show. What kind of things have you seen and feedback as people get to know more, they're armed with more information, they're reaching out in the community, and that relationship, I think, has changed and expanded, whether it's to, you know, the utilization and doing more things with it, or even just getting different cuts of meat, knowing what to do with them based on, you know, the closer relationship with farmers, right? Or with your own butcher. Like, what kind of things have you seen in the feedback you've heard?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, you couldn't have said it better. The reality is that things have changed. They are continuing to change. You know, in the last 10 years alone, I've watched this word sustainability that was a buzzword that people said, yeah, I kind of think I know what that means. I've watched it evolve to where people go, no, I understand it fully. And not only do I understand it, but my personal commitment to it is such that I just won't even approach brands that that's not a cornerstone of their practice. I mean, nowadays, the acceptable baseline is that a brand has to support a better future. And the reality is that there are some brands out there that are doing much, much more than that. And I think that the amount of transparency and honesty, especially coming out of the meat industry, is really refreshing because, you know, I want to see a future where we still can put really natural, beautiful meat on the plate and feed it to our families. But we have to be able to do that alongside these smart, sustainable choices that benefit all of us at the end of the day.
Yeah, I've got to tell for the listeners in full transparency, too, that, Kevin, although you are identified and proudly wear the Meat Guy badge, is that you're open to, you know, working with rutabagas and other things as well. So innovation has always been some of the things. Have you built into some things, and a lot of it's a passion project, things that you're excited about that you know your fans and diners will be excited about as part of carrying the torch for sustainability? Have you kind of branched out and said, like, hey, you know, normally I wouldn't necessarily gravitate towards this, but I'm going to put some things on the menu as a conversation starter just for this in general?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the reality is that being a chef is, there comes with it sort of an inherent responsibility. I saw this years ago. I would watch people come into my restaurants and I would sort of watch then the way that consumers went to the store, what they bought and the way they cooked for their families. And I quickly realized they're following us. We're giving them cues. And so you have to recognize instantly that that puts you in a position to be a thought leader. And so that means when you're making sustainable choices, when you're being very mindful of what you're serving in your restaurant, the way you approach running your business, the way you treat the people in your organization, those are all pieces of that sustainability model. And they're reflected in our neighborhoods. They're reflected in the next generation. And it goes into that sort of rising tide idea, is that we have to constantly reevaluate. We have to judge ourselves and ask, are we doing the best thing that we possibly can? And if we're not, we need to, you know, step our efforts up a little bit, but a little bit. You know, that's the thing. We don't have to change everything about our life to make an impact. That's the part that some folks miss, is that small choices, purposeful choices in your life every day can make an enormous impact.
So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of this as well. And before we let you go, as we mentioned, kind of getting into that grilling season, and as you can sort of light that fuse on what will start that greater conversation and people kind of getting more in tune to all of the things involved with it. So what are the things that you like to, that are approachable, right, that listeners can maybe build into what it is that they're going to do during some of these first weekends out back or wherever their grill is located? What are some of your favorite go-tos?
You know, I like to remember that, you know, when you take an animal, not everything is a steak, you know, like, and that's the part that a lot of folks miss out on, is that everybody gravitates to the prime cuts instantly, and we need to use some of the other stuff. You know, I love pork shoulder. It's one of my absolute favorite cuts, and it's always associated with barbecue, but the reality is that there are really wonderful things, whether they're called shoulder steaks or blade steaks or pork steak, but a cut from the pork shoulder that you can grill just like you would a pork chop, that's going to be more cost effective, easier to grill, much less likely to be overcooked, really satiating, incredibly flavorful, and an awesome way to approach total animal utilization.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great suggestion, too. And of course, it's in the team photo of greatness on the barbecue side. But to find new ways to enjoy the pork shoulder, I think, is very, very cool. And again, we'll have links up. But Kevin, as we let you go, if you've got social media or other ways that people can get more information about all the things that we're doing, or maybe even follow your adventures and come visit you in Atlanta.
Absolutely. If you want to follow me on social media, Chef Kevin Gillespie on all the major platforms. You can follow what I'm doing, see the brands that I'm working alongside and supporting. You know, for example, sustainability efforts today, check out swiftmeats.com. There's a ton of information on their site about what they are doing and about what can still be done. It's a great resource. So check out both of those.
Kevin Gillespie, he's a chef, of course, creating entertainment and books and all sorts of great food, walking the walk on the sustainability side as well. Thanks for everything, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much. Take care.